This is the Composer's Datebook for January 18th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1962, President John F. Kennedy received two memos regarding a dinner party at the White House scheduled the following evening, honoring composer Igor Stravinsky and his wife, Vera. The Kennedys were famous for inviting the finest artists and performers to the White House for special presentations. Mrs. Kennedy was a true arts maven, but JFK was not, and needed background information on figures like Stravinsky, which the first memo provided. The Kennedys' social secretary even worked out secret signals and cues for the president when he attended White House recitals so he wouldn't applaud at the wrong time. Stravinsky was in Washington to conduct some performances of his oratorio Oedipus Rex, and earlier that week, Secretary of State Dean Rusk had hosted a reception for Stravinsky and presented him with the Medal of Achievement. The second memo informed JFK that after a photo shoot with the Stravinskys, they would join the others invited that evening for cocktails in the Blue Room. After dinner, Stravinsky expressed his gratitude and told the press that the Kennedys were, quote, nice kids. Four months after President Kennedy's assassination in November of 1963, Stravinsky asked poet W.H. Auden for a very quiet little lyric that he might set to music in tribute to Kennedy's memory. The resulting work, Elegy for JFK for medium voice and three clarinets, premiered on April 6, 1964 at the Monday Evening Concerts in Santa Monica, California. Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.